Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Payman Tyee, the founder and CEO of VizMe, the leading visual content creation platform providing B2B and B2C teams with the freedom to create on-brand assets, including presentations, infographics, and more. I like the sounds of this, and Mr. Tyee, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. I hope you can hear me okay.
Certainly can, coming in loud and clear, and really appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of VizMe. So tell us, for starters, what is VizMe? Get into all the details, and what type of services or service do you provide?
Sure. We are the all-in-one visual content creation platform. What does that mean? We're the one platform or the one online tool that you use on your browser to create everything from simple graphics all the way to fully interactive presentations, documents, infographics, charts, graphs, and even short videos. So that's what we are.
Now, after hearing that, who actually uses VizMe and how does it empower people as well?
Well, we're almost about 9 million users at this point from over 120 countries, and it is used by pretty much everyone that wants to create beautiful content in various formats. And that is anywhere from students and educators to small businesses, individuals, all the way to some of the leading Fortune 500 companies all around the world and nonprofits. Adding in as far as how it empowers people, it allows people to bring the creative out of themselves. So often most individuals, of course 99% of the population, professionals, are non-designers, and they don't have the time or the know-how to create beautiful content. And VizMe empowers them to do that by giving them all the tools, the assets, graphics, the images, features to be able to do that without being a designer or a single line of code.
Well, I tell you, it certainly sounds pretty awesome and a lot of need for this in the space, so well done on your part. Now, I'd be curious, how does VizMe compare to services like Canva or Prezi?
Great question. So we are basically all of those combined. The difference between, let's say, a tool such as Canva or Prezi is a single use case where often you use the tool to create presentations. In the case of Canva, it is probably the closest thing to what VizMe is, but still different. And it is a tool fantastic to use to create simple graphics, but at some point you end up graduating where you want to create content that is more sophisticated, that is unique to your brand, that allows you to differentiate your business or your product or your service beyond what everybody else is using or creating. So we go beyond the cookie cutter solution, so that if you want to ever create something that is a bit more engaging or interactive, what does that mean? You have full control over adding interactivity, hover overs, short animations. You can bring in or push your content to various media. And we have deep level of app integrations to the tools you already love and use, be it Zoom, be it YouTube, be it, forms such as Typeform, HubSpot, MailChimp. We connect with all those tools so that not only can you bring information from those tools into VizMe or embed them, but you can also push your VizMe into those other areas as well.
Certainly some exciting news right here. I'm sure the listeners, you've piqued their interest today. We're speaking with Mr. Payman Tyee, the founder and CEO of VizMe, the leading visual content creation platform, providing B2B and B2C teams with the freedom to create on-brand assets, including presentations, infographics, and more. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at remote teams, how can remote teams benefit the most from using VizMe?
Absolutely. So we do have collaboration worked in right into VizMe so that you have the ability to start off a project, and project being pretty much anything you can create in VizMe, such as aka presentation or document. You're able to collaborate on it. You're able to share it with others. They can also annotate on it, and they are able to, even if they're part of your team, to be able to also edit it. So what we do is We are streamlining the content creation process from the individual all the way to the teams at organizations. But not only that, you want to think of us as Google Drive meets a design tool meets PowerPoint. So when you bring all those three together, you have this one platform, this tool that allows you to create the content, be able to set permissions, such as who can see it, who can access it or not, and be able to share it and be able to have it into your workflow, such as starting your content and then be able to have someone else finish it or edit or adjust it. But you also can take your entire across your content at Bizme so that you can have on-brand content that has your logo, that has exactly the colors that you want, from the charts to every icon to every asset to all the images. They can all have the exact unique feel uniform across your entire organization.
Fantastic news right there. Good stuff. And I'm sure, once again, you've piqued the interest of the audience, especially with the remote options that are available embedded in Bizme. Now tell us, what is next for Bizme? Anything that we should be aware of or anything that is going on that you'd like to share?
Well, we're going to be, we are continuing to innovate in our tool to basically allow the individuals that are using Bizme to take their content to a whole new level. Now, one of the areas that we have recently just launched, and there's more features and improvements coming on that, is that you can create short videos, engaging components that go beyond just a simple 5-second, for example, ad. So you can create short explainers, training material, that allows we continue to see improved engagement for our viewers that are absorbing that content. And then in between that, we have other tools and features that are in the works that would further scale the Bizme platform to really fuel our mission long term, which is to be the number one platform for content creation, for sharing, and for collaboration for business.
Mr. Tai, certainly appreciate your joining us on behalf of Bizme and are appreciative of what you offer in the space. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, or any advice, anything you'd like to share as we do conclude today?
Yeah, I think that every individual is a creative, and most people don't really realize that. And so, just get out there and do it. When it comes to your next design, your next presentation, I challenge you to go create a free account on Bizme, get a shot, and see what you can create with it. Love to hear from you.
Certainly sounds like a good idea. And if you would, hit that website where listeners can get further information and also tap into Bizme.
Yeah, www.bizme.com. That's V as in Victor, ISME.com.
And that certainly sounds easy enough. Again, Mr. Tai, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
All right. Thank you very much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Payman Tai, the founder and CEO of Bizme, the leading visual content creation platform providing B2B and B2C teams with the freedom to create an on-brand asset, including presentations, infographics, and more. And for all the details, simply visit Bizme.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.